I first became involved with Iditarod back in 72, 73 when Joe Reddington was trying to raise money, funds for the race. My dad bought one of the 1-inch squares of Joe's homestead that he was selling, and I still have that certificate today. I'm here today and involved with the race because I've just been a great supporter through the years. And this is my 31st start here on downtown Anchorage. And I am good friends with Martin and Kathy with Happy Trail Kennels. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, and there are many, many, but I think the year that so many were caught in a blizzard, and I got stuck in Kotzebue with Joanne Potts and some of the other mushers that weren't racing. And that's the year that Susan and Rick Swenson went out in the blizzard in the storm from White Mountain. And Susan turned around because it was so bad. And Rick said, "Nope, I'm going." And that was 91, and he won the race that year. What I know for sure in life is that it's short, and you make the most of every day and appreciate all the friends and family that you have.